Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
One of the best parts of Steelers Week is we get to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and check in with Jerry Dulac, who a long time covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Mike Tomlin of it all, if we can. We were talking last segment that we're fascinated by the fact that a lot of prominent former Steelers are sort of throwing dirt on Mike Tomlin right now. So in your mind, is there a realistic chance that Mike Tomlin is not the coach of the Steelers next year?
Well, fellas, good afternoon. I apologize for missing my earlier tea time.
No problem, brother.
I just ran a little long. I don't think anything the former players say has any bearing on anything the Steelers would do. I have felt all along that Mike Tomlin and it will no longer be the coach when he decides he no longer wants to be the coach. The Steelers haven't fired a coach since 1968 and Bill Austin, and their coaches leave of their own volition. And so I don't anticipate anything changing this year, no matter what former players say. But that is not to dismiss their comments as to what they see going on, and you know, they're seeing something they're not used to, and they don't like it, and I don't blame them. They're seeing the defense play very un-Steeler-like. It's been so inconsistent, you know, giving up the amount of yards that they have, you know, rushing, not taking advantage of teams, you know, who have offensive lineman hurt. Perfect example last week, Josh Allen sacked 8 times against the Texans, harassed a half dozen other times, both starting tackles out, and the Steelers don't sack him once. So it's a bunch of little things, but it's the overall, you know, allowing as many points as they've had. 30 points or more 5 times this year. You got to go back. I can't remember how many years it is now, fellas. You got to go back 15 or so years to find the last time, or maybe even longer, they did that in the first 12 games of the season. So those are the kinds of things that the defensive players are seeing, and we've heard from Ben Roethlisberger too, that they don't like, and is just so uncharacteristic and un-Steeler-like to them.
Jerry, you've covered this team for a long time. The combination of the former players coming out saying that Mike Tomlin needs to go, and also what happened Sunday, 249 yards on the ground given up, the fire Mike Tomlin chants that were very audible, the fans booing Renegade. Is this the biggest low point that you've seen for them in quite some time?
Well, booing Renegade is like the borderline sacrilegious. So, yeah, when that happened, I think that got a lot of people's attention. But I will say this. It was the timing of Renegade. You know, they're being embarrassed. They just got stopped on 4th and 2 at the 7. It's 23-7 at this point, and the offense is doing nothing. And then so they're trying to fabricate some enthusiasm by, after that 4th and 2 in the timeout, they play Renegade. And I think people were booing the idea of just, are you kidding me? You know, not the right time for this, because what we're seeing doesn't deserve any enthusiasm. But, yeah, the fire Tomlin chance, nobody could miss him. He heard him. I will say this. The one thing that gets an owner's attention is when your stadium starts giving up seats to Packers fans like they did, giving up seats in quantity to Buffalo fans like they did last week. And then when you hear that grumbling, I'm not saying that causes the owner to do anything, but I can promise you it gets the owner's attention. It would get every owner's attention, because the last thing you want to do is alienate your fan base. And so when they see that type of thing happening, that certainly registers with them. And Art Rooney heard the chant the other day. Of course he did. He was there, and there was no missing.
So let's go back to your initial point about, you know, Mike Tomlin and when he might be ready and when it might seem like time to move on. Is there any part of you that thinks he may be looking at this landscape and saying, you know, nothing is forever, and Andy Reid had a great second career, and Dick Vermeil came out of long retirement and won Super Bowls, and, like, Penn State does have an opening, and whether he'd be interested or not, like, it's just one more sort of thing that could give him some leverage. And, like, I think the New York Giants would move heaven and earth to get somebody like Mike Tomlin as their head coach. And is there any part of you that starts to play it forward, Jer, and especially if this isn't their year and they are under 500 for the first time in forever, and say, yeah, like, I could see the planets aligning and everybody working together to find life after Tomlin?
Well, here's the part of it that I can see moving forward, but I will say I have not in any form or gotten any indication from anybody who matters that Mike Tomlin is thinking, you know, it might be time for a change of scenery. It's the same thing that went on 2 years ago, where Mike Tomlin had to just come out and say, look, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And it got to the point where he's making jokes about it. So I don't see that. I haven't heard that. I've got no inclination. But I think where the Steelers are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is they have to ask themselves, how much longer are we going to tolerate the same old thing? For the last six Decembers, three-game losing streaks that either cost them a playoff spot or hurt their playoff seeding. Yeah. If you want to take it to Thanksgiving, five of the last seven seasons, the point being these late-season swoons that continually haunt this team, and then get in the postseason when they have, and get blown out and lose immediately. It's eight straight, it's eight one-and-dones for Mike Tomlin. The only guy who has more is Marty Schottenheimer, who that's still held against him, 9-1 and duns. And so this isn't about whether Mike Tomlin's a good coach. Of course he's a good coach. He's a very good to great coach. Probably, even though it's getting harder each year now with these new bylaws, probably will get in the Hall of Fame. But it's not about that. It's about, okay, it's just time for a change. Mm-hmm. You know the old story, well, you don't make change for the sake of change. It's time to make a change for the sake of change.
Talking with Jerry Dulag, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jerry, let's get to the Aaron Rodgers of it all and then go back to one of the former players. We heard from Ben Roethlisberger. We played some cuts yesterday where he was saying that Rodgers is calling his own plays at times and just, I guess, doing the old draw it up in the dirt kind of thing. We didn't expect Aaron Rodgers to be great this year. It seems to be getting worse as it goes. And also, he seems to be throwing some players under the bus now. What do you think of the whole Aaron Rodgers experience?
Well, I would say through at least half the season, and maybe just a pinch longer, that everybody would agree that he's been better than probably what everybody locally and nationally expected. But I do agree with you, the last couple weeks and the numbers are proof that he has not played very well. And, of course, I'm sure the wrist hampered him to some degree, if not a large degree, last week. And so, you know, I we're going to see what these last five games hold. You know, one of the things the Steelers liked when they signed Aaron Rodgers was how he played in the last six games last year with the Jets. They saw the mobility. They saw, you know, obviously, the arm strength and everything else is still there. That's when he actually played his best. And so we'll see if he still has that these last five games based on what we have seen the last two. As for Ben's comments, yeah, I mean, you know, they know, the Steelers know and feel that Aaron Rodgers is the best in the league at the line of scrimmage, and he is. And so is he calling? They have plays called, but, you know, can he check? Can he, you know, is he changing routes? Is he changing blocking assignments at the line of scrimmage? Absolutely he is. They know it, and he does it frequently. You can see him doing it. So, yeah, he, you know, to a large extent, you know, some of the plays end up being his. I don't think the plays are changing dramatically, but the plays that are called have a lot of run options to it. They have a lot of checks to it. And he is doing exactly that at the line of scrimmage, more so than anybody since Ben played.
Jerry, let's end with the defense. It's talked about a lot. It's the highest paid defense in football this year, but they are not playing up to their paycheck, not even close. What has gone wrong with this defense?
Well, a couple things. You know, when they signed Darius Slay, overpaid him 1 year, $10 million at age 34, and traded for Jalen Ramsey, Mike Tomlin publicly stated, along with Joey Porter as our other corner, that we can, quote, run and cover with anybody. Well, and the idea, you know, the object in mind was the Cincinnati Bengals and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And in the very first test, we saw what that was about. They got tortured by both of those guys. So that idea that you can run and cover with anybody went out the window. Now Darius Slay is gone. Jalen Ramsey is playing safety. They really like what they're getting from Jalen Ramsey. But that whole offseason concept and you know, what they intended to do, that's gone. So the next phase of that is what they did in the offseason after the Ravens pushed them around in that playoff game. After rushing for 220 in week 16, whatever it was, they come back with 299. Derrick Henry has, 350 yards, 48 yards, I believe, to be exact, in two games. So what do? They go out and they draft two defensive linemen. They draft a big outside linebacker who was a defensive end in college, and Jack Sawyer. They signed Jalen Ramsey because they wanted to get bigger and more physical. Well, now we're going to see how they do in that first test against the Ravens again. And that after the Bears, the Bills, ran for 249 against them.
Jerry Dulag, always great, sir. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, boys. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Jerry Dulac covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. By the way, Lucy Bird's going to join us at 4 o'clock, but coming up next is T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, this meeting on Sunday will mark the 39th time that they have coached opposite each other. Only George Halas and Curly Lambeau have coached
opposite. When they get traded for each other, how crazy it's going to make
Is this the beginning of the end? Is this the last of two matchups that we will see these two coaches coach as Ravens and Steelers head coaches? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.